We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready, and remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is a miracle.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
The latest on that police killing of a Black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is and always has been the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, April 19th. Today is April 19th, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, April 19th goes to Sheriff Kevin Clardy, Sheriff's Investigator Alicia Manning, and Jail Administrator Larry Hendricks, as well as the Oklahoma Sheriff's Association. Why? Because the sheriff and these two staffers were secretly recorded talking about killing reporters and lynching Black residents after a public meeting. Oh, you can't make this kind of stuff up, people. I wish this wasn't true, but it is, in fact, true. In fact, this is America. Let's listen.
Went back the day when that take a damn blackjack, whoop their ass, and throw them in the cell, I'd run for sheriff.
Yeah. Well, it's not like that no more.
I know. We're taking down here on Mud Creek and hang them up with the damn rope.
Yeah.
But you can't
and
do
the
that.
Thing about it,
they got more rights than we got.
I've known two or three hit men that were very quiet guys.
Yeah.
And would cut no mercy.
Yeah, but here's the reality. If a hair on his wife's head, for Slimhand's head, or any of those people that really were behind all that, if the hair on their head got touched by anybody, who would be the bad guy?
Well, I know where two big deep holes are here, and they
I got an excavator.
These are our free dug.
Jesus Christ. Man, being Black in America is something, ain't it? Because our whole lives, we know that's how so many white people feel about us, but we live in a country that will tell us we bugging if we say that's how they feel about us. And then even when audio recordings like that come out proving that not only is that how some white people feel about us in this country, that is actual law enforcement talking, okay, confirming for so many of us the racial bias we know exists in law enforcement, the same bias y'all always try to convince us isn't real, but yet, do you think the Oklahoma sheriff is conceding anything? You think he's apologizing? You think he's admitting any wrongdoing? You think he's resigning, even though people are calling for him to? No, of course not. In fact, listen to what he said in regards to the recordings.
The sheriff's office did post a statement calling the audio, quote, illegally obtained, and writing in part, our preliminary information indicates that the media released audio recording has in fact been altered. The motivation for doing so remains unclear at this point. The matter is actively being investigated.
He didn't say anything was wrong with what they said, didn't apologize, just simply said it was illegally obtained and that it may have been altered and may have violated a state law prohibiting secret recordings by a third party. He said it was altered because they left out the part where he said, not only will I hang them, but I'll feed their babies to gators. I'm lying. He didn't say that. But also, why didn't he just say it was AI?
I was just thinking the same thing. I'd have went AI route.
Any controversial, racist, homophobic, anti-Semitic audio that pops up nowadays, just say it's AI. Okay, blame it on ChatGPT. Because the reality is, in a minute, it really might be. But this isn't ChatGPT. This is good old-fashioned American white supremacy, okay? Now, the reason the Oklahoma Sheriff's Association is getting the biggest hee-haw is because they voted to suspend the sheriff and two other staffers. Listen to what I said. They voted to suspend the sheriff and two other staffers. Now, I don't know how any of this works, but a suspension? Can we play the audio again of them talking?
Went back in the day, take a damn blackjack, whoop their ass and throw them in the cell, I'd run for fucking sheriff.
Yeah. Well, it's not like that no more.
I know. Take them down here on a mud creek and hang them up with a damn rope.
Yeah.
But you can't do that. Thing about it, they got more rights than we got.
I've known two or three hitmen that were very quiet guys.
Yeah.
And would cut no mercy.
Yeah, but here's the reality. If a hair on his wife's head, her son's hand's head, or any of those people that really were behind all that, if the hair on their head got touched by anybody, who would be the bad guy?
Well, I know where two big deep holes are here in the neighbor.
I got an excavator.
These are our three dug.
Jeez. They got more rise than us.
Yeah, you can't blame that on ChatGPT. That's just crackers chatting. Does that sound like it should be a suspension?
No.
No, that should be a firing. That should be an actual criminal investigation to make sure he hasn't done crimes against black people before. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've been, you know, suspended from school before when we was in high school. Like, suspension means you can come back. What could possibly happen during a suspension for threatening to kill a reporter and black people that's going to make this sheriff and the staffers come back from suspension and not want to kill said reporter and our black people? Listen, man, at what point are we going to accept this is what some people in America think of us and act accordingly? Okay, they are allowed to say these kind of things about us and just get a suspension, and neither are elected officials, law enforcement, people cooking your food. I don't have any bright ideas, no answers. I'm just here to raise awareness to these people, these problematic people, and fight racism with racism. Please let Chelsea Handler give Sheriff Kevin Clardy, Sheriff's Investigator Alicia Manning, and Jail Administrator Larry Hendricks the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw! Hee-haw! That is way too much Dan Mayonnaise.
All right.
Matter of fact, let Kathy Griffin give him the biggest hee-haw.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Wait. Uncle Charlotte, did a second ago, did you say you fight racism with racism? Yes, because some people call me asking if Chris Rock got something to say racist.
Cracker ass cracker.
Then they say me asking my girl at Popeye's what's on the menu. They say that's racist too.
Cracker.
But what else are we supposed to call these people? On BET.
Cracker ass cracker.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. And shout out to BET again. Shout out to all my BET family. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Can't wait to see how Standards and Practices slices this one up. Can't wait to see if the lawyers approve this one on BET.
Oh, my goodness. You want to do it again? One more time?
Contract signed. You know what you signed up for on BET.
Crack
ass. All right, everybody else. Let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Ask CNE. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can call us up right now. We'll take it serious and we'll try to help you with your problems.
We'll take it
serious. We'll try to help you with all your problems. All right, so don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.